Of Shlomo wrote that.
Oh, no.
I don't
know.
Who?
I'm not holding in there.
No?
But TJ, please.
What's that?
Sim shalom,
sim shalom, taiva uberacha, chen v'chesed v'rachamim aleinu, yal kol Yisrael amecha, rachenu avinu kulanu ki yachad, kulanu ki yachad v'yar panecha kulanu. Sim shalom,
sim shalom, taiva uberacha. Shkoyach, Baruch Brezny.
Yeah, I think so.
Okay, l'chaim, Baruch Atad Melech Haylam Shach B'nei Mevorah. Shkoyach, Rabbi, thank you. Okay, first and foremost, thank you to the Chevra for coming. For me, this is always my gets me through the week. Coming to Rabbi Levin's Nugunim and Chassidus Shir, so thank you very much for making the space, for creating the space in the middle of Zman. I wish when I was in Yeshiva we had this once a week. It really gives you chias to be able to start off smack in the middle of the week. Forget about Rosh Hashiva, maybe it's not here Thursday night. It's nice to have them in the middle of the week. It breaks up the week a little bit. It's kishmak. beautiful. So I appreciate the Nagunim and the Torah and the warmth. You walk into the Beis Midrash, people come up to you and left and right. It's a very, very warm place, especially except for that time when I was Maariv, someone was knocking, you know what I'm talking about? That was also warm, but he had to realize that's also warm. You have to know, you know, we're living in a time, Hashem Yirachem, of crazy things. But you feel the warmth and you feel the achdus of the chevra, of the koil of the chevra, of the rebbeim. I should tell you, I feel like a toothstick next to the. Forget about Rabbi Levin. I can see him a shot every year. But I'm around that same age, Rabbi Rosenfeld and Rabbi Stamets. I just say we were in yeshiva together. I stayed over here on the grass, and they went Rosh Hamagiyah Shemaimah. So you guys got a lot going on here, Baruch Hashem. Tonight, I just want to dedicate the learning at a very close Talmud. I'm sure everyone has heard. If you haven't heard, there was a very bad car accident on Motzei Shabbos. At the Talmud, who's, I think, still in the middle of surgery. His name is Chaim Lev ben Ora Yael, Chaim Yifrolach. And it's chus of our learning, it's chus of Nirgunim, it should be a chus of first time for him. And please God, for the Chevra and all his Mishpach and the Chavirim, everyone should just be healthy physically, emotionally, Bez Hashem Yisbarach. This Shabbos, Kodesh, is Tes Kislev. Tes Kislev, I'm not sure for everyone who's holding, it's a big, big day. Not only is my wife's grandmother's Yartzai, good, not only is it the day that I got into a car accident, 13, 14 years ago, and almost died. Good. Also good. Two things. But it's also Reb Lazer Geldzahler's Yartzeit. Reb Lazer Geldzahler's Yartzeit. If you look in your Beis Midrash, you have on the top shelf, you have a few biographies. Usually when it comes to Gedolim biographies, I get very... They make me feel bad about myself. But Reb Lazer and Reb Shlomo and a few others, usually written by Reb Yisrael Besser, are the ones where every Bacher in Yeshiva... Kolo, young elite Rebbe, you want to be Jewish, you got to learn Rabbi Yisrael Besser. It's got to be part of Shnayim Mikra Becha Targum. Also, what are you reading, Rabbi Yisrael Besser? You could quote me on that, put on your Twitter, whatever. Very important. Yisrael Besser. So, Reb Lazer was also a Nifter on Tes Kislev. For those who don't know, Reb Lazer Geldzahler was a Rosh. Incredible Talmid Chacham. He married the granddaughter of Tesler. But also on his father's side, he was also Rav Geldzahler. His father was a very big, big, big Talmid Chacham. A yeshiva called Or Yisrael in Queens. And he made a yeshiva in Lakewood, Or Yisrael. He died with Av Yisrael and he lived with Av Yisrael. Just to tell you one short vort, a short story, and then I'll get to his Torah. He has a few Svarim. One of the Svarim that he has on the Torah is called Sichos Eliezer, Gieron Zeberman, it's Kavaldik. Highly recommend it. Just to show you a little glimpse of Reb Lazer. Reb Lazer was once at a L'chaim, and he picked up the phone. And it was one of the Bachrim's mothers asking for a shidduch for their son. Reb Lazer had a thing. He didn't take more than one shidduch phone call a day. Because he wanted every Talmud to get their own. It's crazy. Mamish. Nuts. Not nuts. The Avos Yisrael was unbelievable. He wanted every Talmud. So he picks up the phone and says, Shalom Aleichem, how are you? And the mother seems to be very busy over there. I'm at a vort. So the mother of the Bachrim, she wanted to know who's... You know what's my... What?
I read the biography.
You read the biography. So you know what he says? He goes, I'm at my son's L'chaim. He picked up the phone for a Bachar's mother's and his son's L'chaim. I think it was their daughter's Chassan. There's a picture of him, another Maisa. Their picture of him picking up the phone. Abbe Rosenfeld, you could ask, Abbe Rosenfeld's sister-in-law just got married. His mother-in-law called me, asking me about the hurricane. I said, I don't know what. Rabbi Goldberg has a shita. If Boca is on, what's the Lashon they use in the news? In the eye? It's good. Because usually when you're in the eye, then the Rebbeinu Shem, because it makes us daven a little harder, and then the Rebbeinu Shem wants to give us a little chizuk. His mother-in-law was calling me with family friends. I don't know the Rebbeinu Shem wants the belt, but he had to get up for his sister-in-law's chasna. So everyone remembers, you know, the last wedding you were at. Usually when you're at your kid or your relative's wedding, you're not picking up anyone's phone call. At the chuppah, right after the chuppah, they had Reb Lazer on his phone, and they asked him, who are you speaking to? And there's an older bacher in yeshiva, and I want him to know, even though I'm at my own daughter's wedding, I'm still thinking about him, about his shech. You're talking about someone who lived and breathed Avos Yisrael, and he died with Avos Yisrael. The way he died, I'm sure you know, is that he was on a bus in Eretz Yisrael, Kivrei Tzadikim, with the Torah, and one of the Israeli, these drivers was, I don't know, was texting, it was an accident, whatever. Rav Blazer runs to the front of the bus, swerves the bus right back on the road, knocks into like a tree or some, saves the whole bus. The only person that was hurt was Rav Blazer. And 10 months later, he returned his neshama to his creator. His wife was, the Rebbezin was pregnant at the time. And then she had a baby boy. And he has a son named Eliezer. I'm like, I kind of nudged the mishpacha a little bit. Like, I'm not like obsessed with the mishpacha, but I never met Rav Blazer. I never met him physically, but I feel like he's my rabbi. Like, everyone needs to have a rabbi that they never met. I feel like that's a thing, no? I feel like that's like a big Indian. So if I had to choose one rabbi that I never met, because he lived and died with Avos Yisrael. We're not going to focus on Avos Yisrael tonight. I want to focus on specifically when it comes to Chanukah and Vayetze. What's the Indian of Yaakov Avinu? Vayivka b'makom. Yaakov Avinu is on the run for his life. The Gemara in Brachos, Chavav Amabez tells us, he was mitakin tefilas arvis. And again, I apologize for my voice. It probably sounds like I'm like a horse. I apologize. So Rav Blazer has such a Torah in the Sasemis and from other tzaddikim. What's the Indian of Maariv? Indian of Davening Maariv. Avram, you know, is Shacharis. Yitzchak is the Indian of Mincha. What is the Indian of Maariv? And how do we connect to that going now into Chanukah? So there's a few vortlach that he says over here. First, let's start with Morinayim. Morinayim says, V'arim sheYaakov Avinu tiken es hazman shel arvis. What does that mean? He was mitaken arvis. She'az ha'choshech mechasa eretz. You look outside, it's dark. It's covering the land. Yesh arfil godol. You can feel a lot of fog. Ve'ein rom kedas malas. You don't know what to do. You don't have the blinkers. You don't have the ways. Yaakov Avinu berov kidushaso. He'ir l'toch zmanim chashuchim elu v'tiken tefilas arvis. What does Yaakov Avinu tell us? It's not about lahagi baboker chastecha. It's also about melascha balelos. It's very easy to daven when you're having a good zman. It's very easy to go to learn when everything's going well in your life. What about when things are not going well? When things look hard and things look like they're falling apart. And I get this text, Motzei Shabbos. My wife got a text and I found out about it. It's very scary. The past 3 days, very, very scary. Baruch Hashem, Blian Har, things will be good. But it was a lot of choshech. Yaakov tells us, not only can you should, to find the Rabbon Hashem, Davka and the Chashach, right? Like Rabbi Nachman says, in Torah, I believe, Nun Vav, of the Kutim Aran, of the Emes, Afil B'chol Astoros, Afil B'Astor, Shabbastoch, maybe we should start and say night in Kentucky. Okay, next time. Shabbastoch Astor, B'vada Gam Sham, Nimsa. So that's what the Chassim said, but Rabbi Nachman says, Mlubash. Nimsa, Mlubash, the same meaning. Even when it looks like it's Hashem is so dark and he's not there, Rabbon Hashem's mamish there. Right, what does the Medrash say by the creation of the world? Choshech, zu, yavam. Darkness refers to, well, yavam didn't want to kill us physically. Their main Indian, that was Haman, that was Amalek. But the Indian of the Greeks, well, they wanted to spiritually kill us. So you can't, it was choshech. There's no Indian of Shabbos, there's no Indian, and that's why the Swarm tells us that Chanukah is the only yontif, it's at the end of the month. All the other yontif, you have the beginning of the month, you have the moon shining outside, or the middle of the month. The moon's very big. In Chanukah, you can barely even see. You can barely even see the moon. You can't even see the light. You can't even see the levana. Says the Morinayim, Yaakov Avinu is telling us, and preaching to us, and telling us, giving us chizuk, that at the end of the day, connecting to Rabbon Hashem, yes, you have the times, as Rabbi Levin and Rabbi Levin Shlita will tell, you have that mochen de gadlus, you're able to be expansive, and you're thinking right, and everything's going well. But we all have those days when, you know, the kids will rather watch the World Cup instead of listen to... I'm holding in that Indian right now with my 8th graders. They'd rather watch the U.S. beat or play Iran, depending on which who you talk to. Oh, Hashem's a big win. At the end of the day, holding, relatable. At the end of the day, that's the word, relatable. At the end of the day, to tell them that, to find their bonus in the Choshech. But then he says one step deeper for the Morinayim. Just looking inside where I saw this over here. Yeah. It says from the Sfas Emes. What's Vayivka b'makom? What's Gemara say? What's the Lashon of Vayivka? What does Vayivka mean? You know what the word Vayivka means?
Encounter.
Encounter. How do you say? Davin, right? The Gemara says, Ein Piki Ela Tefila. There's another word for meet in classic Hebrew is pegisha. Pegisha. Mine. Man. We have in the camp that I go to, we don't call it Shabbos walk time, they call it pegisha. Pegisha. I don't want to elevate this man. Pegisha. Or in holier family time. Future family, present family. No, Baruch Hashem. Pegisha. Says the Sasemis, why didn't the Torah use the word pegisha? Why dafka vayifka pegia? Says the Sasemis, according to the Zay, the Chidush Arim. Shepegia hakavana hu below achana. What happened? He says, Achen Yash, like Rabbi Levin spoke about, Achen Yash, Achadosh Baruch Hu was in his, Yaakov Avinu wasn't ready to daven there. He says, oh, I could daven here too. I could find the Rabbanu Shem here. Achen. He and Anochi, Rabbi Levin had the whole Torah from the Megal Muchos. Achen was the Aryeh and the Nesher, but also Anochi was the Yod. But he says, Pegisha, you have a meeting, you have a set time to someone, right? You have a meeting on your phone and says, 10 o'clock, be it, you know, Marv at Yosef, that's a set time. What's the whole Indian of Marv? The whole Indian of Marv is when you're not even expecting to daven to the Rabbanu Shem. You're not even expecting to daven, and you say, oh, even in here I could find the Rabbanu Shem. Aval pegia haynu sha'adam horlech lefitumo ube'emsa d'darcho harayu nefkash imploni. You're walking in the way and you meet a friend. And you say, oh, here too. Right? Pegisha is when you're meeting someone. You have the Shabbos walk. It's already set up. I'm sorry, that's just the pegisha, that's what my head goes to. Pegisha is something that you weren't prepared for. You weren't prepared for it. And yet, the Rabbanu Shem says, Yaakov Avinu says, Dafka here too. I feel the matzav shabakiya lavad, I know, shetoysim is hasidur maschilim at tefillah, belishim is bonus, or belishim achon mikodem. He says, just daven at a sitter, even if you're not feeling it. Rebbe Blazer was very stark on reading from the Siddur. Learning, even when you're having a good Shemon Esrei, looking inside, not like the Kedushas Levi. You know, the mice in the Kedushas Levi. The Mesnagdim are very upset. The Kedushas Levi, when I was once in a very big amount of Tefillah, Weimarger. That's why you also left. You heard this mice a million times. He doesn't even need to hear this mice. Kedushas Levi was once. Nice, that wasn't a dig, Chas Shalom. He's heard it a million times. He doesn't have to hear it again. There's once in all of us, all Yonim. And his eyes were open. Usually when we dive in, our eyes are closed. His eyes are closed by being open. And they said, what's going on over here? He says, there's two ways you could dive in. You could dive in with your eyes closed, but your eyes being open. Usually you need to have your eyes closed. And some of Shechter was very strong about looking inside in the sitter. It's going slowly. Our Blazer said, very, very important to look inside. And the Svarim tell us, I think it's the Mori Naim too, is that when you actually look at the letters, if you're having a hard time davening, maybe it doesn't happen to you, it happens to me 99% of the time. Davening, hard. But if you look at the letters, they'll just, the osias give you, if you're just looking at the letters, it gives you energy, spiritual energy back. Right? Psychologists say the more senses you use in anything you do, the more active you're going to be in it. Just listening, that's why Moshe always says you have to write, because then you're doing something actively when someone's talking. The more senses you do, it's going to help you retain it more, help you be in it more. But I think Rav Blazer is telling us, not only in his personal life about the Avos Yisrael, but Rav Blazer is telling us, teaching us, the Indian of Marav, the Indian of Yaakov Avinu, is the Indian of finding the Ribbono Shel Dafka in the darkness, Dafka in the Yavon, but not only in the darkness, even when you're not expecting it. You're driving, you're walking, and this and that, and so, oh, Achen Yesh Hashem Mamokom, I could also find the Ribbono Shel here, even without preparing, even Bekatnas. That's also a level of tefillah. To end off with two mises. Rabbi Levin also always said a ma'isa. Always ends with a ma'isa. I said a ma'isa of Vamir with Kiddush Levi, but David, I said you left because you heard that ma'isa with Kiddush Levi. But I'm not sure if you heard these two ma'isas. Maybe my Rabbi Blazer Chavus, I heard these. Listen to this, it's so good. Two ma'isas from Rabbi Blazer, but this whole inyan about pushing through when things are hard. I'm just going to read from it just because it's so delicious. A bachur did very poorly on a bachina. Rabbi Blazer called him over. And he said, quote, listen, I want you to know something. It doesn't bother to me that much that you didn't have too much success on this test. What does bother me is how you view yourself as a result. It's nothing, do you hear? Nothing happened. The next test, you'll do just fine, Amir Tzashem. Stop thinking about it and move on. You had a Chayshech. The Yitzhara is not into the Avera. The Yitzhara, the Siv Shalom Allah tell us, a person, the Yitzhara's main goal is the Atzvus, is the sadness, is the depression, the anxiety, is the negative feelings after. The Svarim HaKodeshim tell us Rav Weininger tells us from next week's parsha as well. I remember he tells us to Divrei Yisrael. If I could chop from next week one, you probably know it already. Your brother said it already. It goes with this. Yaakov Avinu has a showdown with Esav, and then I end up with the last Ma'isa. He showed down with Esav. And what does Yaakov Avinu do? Does three things. He davens, he sends gifts, and prepares for war. How does he prepare for war? I asked you because I needed to take a sip. I'm losing my voice. He splits the camp, right? And he says, if one camp's going to get hit, at least we'll have the other one until it be left over. Kasha is, what's going to stop Esau from, if he's going to kill one camp, can kill Leah, he's not going to go after Rachel. So Saram tells us that, Yaakov Avinu would have such a damage in the first battle, that he'll go down fighting, that he won't, that the second will be have, it's not the target from Divrei Yisrael. I remember I called Rav Weininger, I think it was one of my first phone calls to Rav Weininger of Yosef, and I asked him, when the Divrei Yisrael quotes his Zayda, who does he quote? Who was his Zayda? Quotes Chesed of Kuzmi, gives the following mashal. He says, Shlita, we quoted your mother-in-law, quoted the Rosh Kala's mother-in-law. Came up. Perfect timing. He says, with Yaakov Avinu in the next week's parsha, that he split up the camps. So why he split up the camp? He had to prepare for battle. So we asked the Kasha, but they're going to get ready for battle, but Yaakov's going to chase. So one of the answers is that he'll go down fighting, Yisrael won't have enough koich. But the Mezhitzer gives another one from Chesed of Kuzmir. And he gives the following mashal. He says, you ever go, let's say, mashal, you have an iPhone store, and you have a bunch of robbers. You're the only one in the store. You know, it's one of these times in America, things are falling apart, and people are looting in the place, the whole thing. What are the robbers going to do? Very smart robbers. Send one guy in, tell him to take three phones, and start running. And what does he want you to do? Chase after him. But a real someone who really realizes that it's not about the battle, it's about the war. Let the robber take what he got. Take what he got and hold strong. Says Reb Chesed of Kuzmir. Aya machan anishar afleita. Says, Esav hika achas. You lost the battle. Person loses the war. Yavan got you. You're in a time of zman, of arvis. A time of marv, a time of darkness. Choshech zu yavan. You lost the battle. The Yitzhar, Esav, whatever you want to call it, Satan, he doesn't care about the battle. He wants the war. The war is chasing after him. The war is getting depressed and sad and angry. Stand strong and realize Haya Machana Nishra Lafleta. And the Yisrael talks about Tshuva B'Simcha, not Tshuva B'Atzvas. Tshuva B'Atzvas is just going to lead you to more sin. A person does wrong on a Bechina. Shabbos Rablazer Galdzal is your side. You have it on the top over there, Baruch Hashem. There are a few books. This is it. This is Kodesh Kodashim. I said, when someone asks you what you're learning, should we tell them the Gemara, your Rishonim and Achronim, and which Rav Yisrael Besser book you're reading? Because every book you have from Yisrael Besser, it's all chizik. I know him sometimes on WhatsApp. Baruch Hashem, he saved my numbers, and now I have a good kesher. Sometimes when people annoy you, then you're going to block. He didn't block me yet. Not yet. Baruch Hashem. That was not a flex of me having his number. That was not a flex. Maybe a little bit, but not a flex at all. I just hack. He's all chizik. Hayah mach initial of it. The last thing. A Talmud went to learn in Eretz Yisrael and experienced a big decline in his learning, missing a few weeks of yeshiva. Rav Lazer wrote him a letter describing how he too, the Rosh Yeshiva, how he too experienced a similar challenge as a bachur. The very fact that he put himself in the bachur's shoes and compared the nisyonos with itself a burst of chizik for the boy. Rav Lazer continued the letter with a suggestion. Go into the Beis Midrash tomorrow, throw yourself back into learning. Even for a day or two and already all is forgotten. They'll look at you saying, and say, look at that masma. Rav Lazer was very real. Yes, he knew Zvachim Menachos and Shas at 13 years old in the bottom of his fingertips. I hope to one day know how to spell Zvachim Menachos. But his Zvachim Menachos, he knew the hardest things in Shas. But yet he was able to relate to every single Bachar, the Av Yisrael, the incredible sensitivity of the Rosh Yeshiva. He died with Av Yisrael and he lived with Av Yisrael. But Rav Lazer in the biography and in his Torahs, he taught us to be able to find the Rabbeinu Shom in the Chashuch. In the Chashuch, it's not a B'dievet, it's a Chachila. It's part of reality, it's part of the Bria. It's part of who you are, and that's what Chanukah is all about. Choshech Yigal Zuyavon. And please God, we should be Zochah to connect to Hashem, obviously in the times of Olam, in the Zmanim of Godless, of Mochim the Godless, in times where things are feeling it, but also in the times where, sometimes where we're not feeling it, to push through, to do our best, to know it's not about the battle, it's about the war position. Shkoyach.